Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Punjab Chemical and Crop Protection Q3 FY24 conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Darshita Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Riya. Good afternoon to all the participants on the call. On behalf of Antique Broking, I welcome you all to Punjab Chemical and Crop Protection's third quarter FY24 earnings call. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Shaleel Shroff, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashish Nayak, CFO. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Ashish Nayak for his opening comments, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks for that. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you all to our Q3 and nine-month FY24 earnings conference call. On the call today, we are accompanied by our MD, Mr. Shaleel Shroff. We would like to begin by acknowledging the challenging market conditions the agrochemical industry is currently undergoing. Demand from global manufacturers continues to remain muted due to high channel inventories and adverse weather conditions, thereby impacting exports. At the moment, customers are extra cautious to build inventory, and hence more buying is happening closer to the season. We anticipate a recovery in the demand from FY25 onwards. We are all aware that the global landscape for the agrochemical industry is undergoing major shifts marked by evolving regulatory requirements, changing consumer preferences, and macroeconomic uncertainties. In response to these challenges, we have been proactive in realigning our strategy. Our new product launch remains on track, and customers are happy with the progress that we are making. On efforts on R&D, our efforts on R&D are yielding good results. We have reviewed our existing product portfolio afresh, and all our products are very strong in the market, and we have a competitive position due to quality and cost. Recovery in demand will resurrect our market position. We continue to work aggressively to maintain our quality and cost leadership. In response to these challenges, we have been proactive in reevaluating and adapting our strategies. We have been nimble to take quick decisions, exploring all opportunities to serve markets and expand our market base, tracking global and domestic markets very closely. On the P&L front, revenue from operations for Q3 FY24 was rupees 214.10 crore, and for nine-month FY24 was rupees 737.7 crore, as against rupees 260.5 crore in Q3 FY23 and rupees 811.20 crore for nine-month FY23. On the geographical split, domestic market contributed rupees 103 crore, and international market contributed 111 crore in Q3 FY24, and 356 crore in domestic market and 382 crore in international markets for nine-month FY24. Gross margin for Q3 FY24 was 41.4%, and for nine-month FY24, 38.8%, higher in both cases as compared to 36.3% for Q3 FY23 and nine-month FY23 as well. As stated in our earlier investor presentations, we have laid a lot of focus on process re-engineering, and improvement in gross margin is on account of the improved raw material efficiencies as well as the product mix based on the prevailing market conditions. EBITDA for Q3 FY24 was 12.2%, and for nine-month FY24 was 13.5% as compared to 13.4% in Q3 FY23 and 12.5% for nine-month FY23. Our production facilities at Dharwad and Lalru are functioning at 71% for Dharwad and 49% for Lalru as of nine-month FY24. On the balance sheet front, as part of the asset renewal process towards improving efficiencies, cost optimization, and improving safety, we have incurred 22 crore, which was funded wholly from internal accruals. There was a marginal increase in net working capital from 63 days to 76 days. The debt-equity ratio as on 31st of March to, as on 31st of December continued at a very healthy 0.3. We continue working on new chemistries and identifying potential molecules. Currently, we have several products in the pipeline across different categories, including advanced intermediates, fungicides and herbicides, as well as in specialty chemicals. We will start realizing its potential from FY25 onwards. We have started to receive commercial orders for some of our advanced intermediates and specialty chemical molecules, and supplies have started. We expect to finalize supply agreements over the next 2 to 3 quarters. We have also received approval for some new products as well as registration for few products in the European Union. We expect to capitalize on these new products from FY25 onwards. In fact, in 9 months FY24, some of the shocks of reduction in demand for existing products was absorbed by these new products. Looking ahead, we remain cautiously optimistic about the future. As market conditions remain turbulent, we are committed to staying agile and adaptable, ready to adjust our strategies based on emerging market trends. Our focus on innovation, sustainability and operational excellence positions us to weather these challenging times. As stated earlier, for our new product, we have shortlisted a few locations for a new site. We are also working on our expansion plan, including a new production block in the agrochemical site at Darabasi. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Jainam Gilani from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So on the previous call, we had mentioned that we were going to launch 3 molecules in quarter 4. So what is the status for that and what would be the market size for these?
So you're right. That is what we had spoken about it. As we understand that the one product, we have already got the registration and commercial quantities have started. The other 2 registrations we are expecting to get later this year. And thereafter, obviously, we'll start the supply chain taking it forward. The quantum of this total business would be in the tune of around between 100 to 150 CR, which will grow as registrations we get globally in other sectors in the world.
Okay, thank you. And so we were also planning to get approvals for our...
Can you please talk a little louder?
Yeah, so can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're a little... go ahead.
So we were looking for approvals in the Australian and EU markets. So have you received these?
Yeah, so the registration in Australia we have received, but unfortunately because of the climatic conditions there has been delay. The business is with Punjab. The customer is, we are in touch with the customer on a regular basis, and we expect by Q3 the sales should start in Australia. As far as EU, one of the product, as I mentioned, the registration has already come in and we have started commercial quantities.
So overall, do you think the pricing is bottomed out in agrochemicals and how do we see the demand going forward? And what would be the growth guidance for the next 2 years for the company?
So as we said, you know, I mean, Punjab, we work very robustly on bringing down cost in terms of the product. Our R&D is continuously working on the existing as well as new products. And I'm happy to say that as far as our portfolio is concerned, we have looked at it globally with the competition. I think we are at par and maybe in certain ways we have a plus point matching with the international demand. Now going forward with the forecast, as on date, if you see that still many companies, which you must have seen the results from the Indian as well as overseas, are still struggling with this inventory levels across the border. And again, with the certain climate conditions, which still have not, the inventory levels have not still tapered down. But we believe by Q3 or beginning F25, things should be much better. Moving forward, as far as Punjab is concerned, we have a very strong portfolio, a strong customer base. And the discussions which are happening are continuously going on. Only because of certain inventory levels, the products have taken delays. And that's where also few of our registrations, which will now fall in place by Q3, we will be able to start commercial supplies and take it forward.
So what would be the contribution from the new products in FY25, if you could give a rough figure?
So as we have always told you that, you know, you also see over the last 3 quarters, our revenues have gone down. Again, it's because of the conditions and the product demand, and especially the supplies, which are still with the customers. So moving forward, we believe that we will be in a position to overcome this and then get back into our routine, what we are doing. As far as margins are concerned, we had, if you recall, during Q1, we were...
Can we say that our revenue would be flattish till Q3 FY25? And have we faced any deferment in our contracts that could be visible over the next 1 year? So have we faced any deferment in our contracts for CRAMS? And if not, can we expect that our revenue would be flattish till almost Q3 FY25?
So as far as the contracts is concerned, there is no deferment. In fact, we have added more contracts to our business portfolio. As far as the product goes, yes, because of the inventory levels, if you see our revenue on a quarter-to-quarter basis, because of that, the business has been deferred. But as I did mention to you, we are very optimistic and we are continuously discussing with our customers, and we are hopeful that by Q1 or Q2, everything should fall in place.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get in queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Viraj from Simple. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
sir, just a couple of questions. First is on the gross margin. If you can just probably give some perspective in terms of what has driven the improvement in gross margin for us.
So what, as I was mentioned in the commentary as well, the gross margins have improved from 36.3% to 41.4% in Q3 FY24. And for the 9 months, it has gone up from 36.3% to 38%. This is primarily on account of two factors. As we have been stating earlier, we have been doing a lot of process re-engineering as well as improvements in the processes, which has helped us to improve upon the raw material efficiencies. So that is one of the major reasons for the improvement in the gross margins, in the raw material margins basically. And the other reason is obviously the product mix at the end of the day. So these two factors have, and some of that has also come in from some of the newer products which I discussed in my commentary. So it's a combination of all these factors that the gross margins have improved. Yeah.
Hello?
Unfortunately, we got disconnected from Virat, sir. Moving forward.
I thought it was something went.
Next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And first of all, a very commendable performance given what we are seeing in other agrochemical companies on the technical side. But, you know, just wanted to know on our new product launches, are we seeing any, you know, deferment of launches from our partner side or from, you know, our customer side as well, that they want to defer the launch to launch by another 6 months or a year or so?
Can you just repeat? I lost you in between. You asked from the customer and then I lost you.
So I was asking if there is, you know, the customers are also differing their buying for the new product that we are planning to launch given the scenario of what is happening in the global agrochemical markets?
Yeah, so as we said that, you know, one of the products we have got the registration and we have started moving commercial quantities. By and large, with the new products, we have discussed with our customer and we don't foresee much problem. But the offtake which we had thought of that would happen would be tapered down a little bit. But fortunately, the discussions which we have had, and we feel very optimistic that by beginning of next year, that is Q4, things should be much more normalized and we'll get back into the area of what we had targeted in terms of quantities and revenue.
And as you had said in your earlier answer that, you know, you expect the global agrochemical market to go through challenging times till Q3 of next year. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, okay. You know, one more thing, if you can elaborate on this subject. You had spoken that one of the major reasons for improvement in gross margin was the product mix. So, like, what exactly, you know, are these products, are these extremely high margin products that the new launches that we have done over the past year or so? So, you know, are they very high margin products? Plus, haven't this product also seen some price decline given what is happening in the global agrochemical market?
So, basically, as we said, product mix. So, Punjab, we are into agrochemicals and performance chemicals. So, on the agro side, as Ashish did mention, and I think somebody had asked a question, and but he got disconnected, that our R&D has done a good job to bring down costs. So, that's where the competitiveness has come in. For unfortunately, because of the inventory levels, we could not achieve those volumes. But we expect, as I did mention around 30 seconds back, that things should fall in place by Q3, Q4 of this financial year. As far as the product mix, yes, in performance chemical, we do make some special intermediates which go into both pharma as well as agro. So that's where the margins have been a little higher, and there we have not seen much of an impact. But please understand that these intermediates which go into pharma or into agro, the customer has launched the product a year and a half back by the time they got the registration, by they got the FDA approvals and all. So we expect this business also to grow substantially and bring in a better realization to the overall portfolio of the company.
Yeah, so, and just, you know, how many launches are we planning to do in FY25?
So, we have three products which are registered, out of which one we have already started commercial. The other two we expect to start in Q3, Q4. That's more on the agro side. We have also got into a long-term agreement with one of our customers for our agro product, which we expect to launch again by beginning of next year. And on the performance, where we talk of intermediates, we have approximately four intermediates for which already one has started. The other two samples, everything has been approved, and the commercial quantities will start post Q3.
Sure. So almost, you know, eight products that we are planning to launch next year, including the one which has already been launched.
Yes, and these obviously, as I said, that you know, with the registration process and especially with the intermediates, few are these drugs which we work, which go into the pharma sector, and for them to get their approval in different markets. So we have got an approval in Europe. So that's where we will start in Q3 of this year. And hopefully, with the discussions which we are having with the customers, hopefully by next year, we would get in the USA.
And on the, you know, the performance chemical intermediate side, what can be the market size for these products when we scale up?
Yeah, so these products, the three which we are right now currently already approved and which are one which has started and the two which will start, should bring in a revenue of close to around 150 crore in the next 1 to 2 years and can grow by another 30% taking it forward.
Okay, so 150 crore from this product and 150 crore from the agrochemical products, which we are planning to launch next year. So almost 300 crore kind of potential, which we can realize, let's say, in FY26, if not FY25.
Correct.
Okay. Sir, on the gross margin thing, you know, this quarter we have almost touched, you know, 41.5% kind of gross margin. So let's say, you know, when things normalize in the agrochemical market, what will be our gross margins? You know, will we remain around 36-37% gross margin that we have done previously, or we'll see an uptick in the gross margins, and this gross margins of 41% or above 40% are sustainable?
See, we are in a chemical sector, and you know, always we are, you know, the R&D is always working very robustly hard to take these margins forward. And whenever we launch or whenever we start a product, you will agree with me that the initial, you know, we have a certain benchmark, and based on that, we launch the product. And then obviously there is a margin where we need to improve. So definitely the team is working, and we are very confident that this margin will increase as the product we start manufacturing, we make more the quantities. Once the quantities get more, the production people, the R&D team work very hard to ensure that we achieve what is our ultimate goal. And our ultimate goal is to increase our margin, and that's where you have seen, even with the revenues going down, we have tried to maintain in this volatile business atmosphere. I think as far as Punjab goes, in Q1, Q2, Q3, we have done a fantastic job, and even Q4, we believe we should be on the same lines.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So just one clarification on this new product line. So until last quarter, we were talking about three AgChem, in which you were mentioning that two you have got registrations and were thinking of commercials in H2, and full effect in 2025. So in these three products, is there any changes from this call?
No, there is no change. As I did mention, that one product we have already commercialized, the shipments have started. The other two will start beginning Q3 or beginning of next year, 2025.
Q3?
Q4. Q4. Q4 of next year, yeah.
So which means, what was supposed to come in FY 2025 is now more or less put up in FY 2026 then?
Correct. One of the products.
Yeah, so there is a delay of 1 year.
Correct.
Okay. My second question is, on the revenues that we have reported in the 9 months and whatever revenue we've reported in the quarter three, can you give us some idea on the volume performance? What kind of volume decline we would have seen in the quarter three and in the 9 months?
So, not much volume change, if you look upon it. Whatever impact is there is primarily on account of the price, okay? There has been a marginal decline in the volume, but nothing major as such.
Okay.
Please understand, with the competition happening, you know, especially with China and other players coming in, as we did mention that our R&D has done a good job. So with the prices of certain products which were X has become minus X, but we have still maintained the profitability. As we said, yes, volumes have gone down, and that's where overall, you know, the impact comes on the revenue and then onto the margins.
Okay. And the commercial product, the supply for which you have, one of the product where it is commercial now, what kind of revenue are built in for 2024, or it is also a 2025 product?
So, no, FY 2024, we already started commercial sales on these products. Yeah, but we will not be in a position to comment on the value or the volumes which we have recorded in this particular quarter and what we are anticipating in the quarters ahead. Yeah.
And the three performance chemical which you mentioned in this call, the supplies for those three performance chemical is 25 or is it 26?
25.
So between now and 25, you will have one agro and three performance chemical to drive your growth.
Absolutely. Those are the three products which will help in driving. But please also understand, the existing products volumes which were there had gone down because of the inventory levels. And as I said, that they, once the inventory levels taper down, we already entered into the new year, because for an Indian company, it is March to April, but for the other companies is the calendar year. So we expect a good offtake of the existing products, not coming to the full, but at least increased by at least another 10 to 15%.
10 to 15% is for company.
The existing product.
Existing product, 10 to 15% in FY25.
Volume, 25, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit a question to strictly only 2 questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand the broad terms and conditions of CRAMS business. So I mean, is there any minimum offtake guaranteed or any minimum margins? Because in this kind of challenging environment, I mean, just wanted to understand how are the contract terms, broad conditions, if you can just throw some light on that. And what is the price revision duration? Is it like an annual revision or is it like a quarterly or half yearly? Yeah.
I think we many people had asked these questions. So as far as the contract goes, yes, there is a take and pay. Also, there is a cost where the raw material is auto checked every quarter. Margins and the variable cost are per year, but if there is something extraordinary, we stick with the customer. But as you rightly said, that right now, you know, with the conditions in the market, I cannot tell a customer that you had a take or pay or a lifting of certain quantity and now you have not lifted. So in bad times, good times, we have to work more on a fair ground to understand each other. And I think this appreciated by both us as a supplier and they as a buyer, which builds a stronger relationship. Now with these customers where we talk to several of these people, we are not looking on just focusing on this one product. But over the years, they also have a growth plan. Now can Punjab be part of the growth plan? As I've told you, Punjab, we want to be a strategic supply source for intermediate AIs to various companies across the board. So during bad times, we don't pressurize this, but this is well understood between us to keep that we have worked together to ensure that we both ensure to sell the product. But as and when the market and the demand, the supply gets a little cleared from the inventory level, definitely we'll get back to our original position.
Okay, got it. And just one last question. Are these molecules specialty in nature or are they generic or patented? If you can throw some light on that as well. Yeah.
So as you know, there are 2 products we already do which are patented by a Japanese innovator. The other the 4 or 5 products which you do are generic. But again, a few of them where Punjab controls almost 80% to 90% of the market share.
Got it. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's it from my end.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chira from White Pine. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, very just 2 questions. First is you mentioned a comment that there has been a significant degrowth or decline in the old molecules in 9 months. So can you quantify that? What kind of decline you were referring to when you say significant? And maybe if you can also indicate how big they were earlier before the decline and now how much they are in overall revenue.
Well, first of all, I stand misquoted on this. I never said there's a significant decline in the volumes. All that I said was there was some decline for some of our existing products, which was made up by the newer products that we launched. Okay. And as to, because it's a multi-product company, every product, the range may be different. There are some products which we have managed to do better than what we did last year. There are some products where we managed to reach the same levels as last year. There are a few molecules that we did a bit lower as compared to last year. So it's a mixed bag. So I won't be able to single out because we, as a strategy, we do not name any products or molecules in any of our investor presentations. Yeah.
Just to add to what Ashish said, that even if you see on a quarter-to-quarter basis, the volumes have gone down, is again because of the inventory levels. Now, if we take back to bring back to these inventory levels, as we have said that last year we closed at around 1,000 CR. This year our plan was between 1150 to 1200, which of course we will not be able to do that because of the decrease in volume, again because of the inventory levels. And as I said, that we are very positive, which we are discussing with the customers, that during this year and the financial year of April to March, we believe we could step it up by at least 20% extra in terms of what quantities we have done. The full business, which potential is there, we expect should happen post 25 or 26 of the next financial year.
Fair point, sir. And the second question is, while you have done a good job on the gross margins, and congrats to the team, I am looking at other expenditure and it seems to be very stuck at around 400 crores kind of a run rate. Sorry, 40 crores kind of a run rate.
Yeah, so other expenses, there are certain expenses like EHS expenses. Some of the costs have gone up marginally. Okay, so that's one of the main reasons why these have remained constant. We have also put in a lot of efforts in maintenance capex as well, which comes as a part of my maintenance expense. So all these other factors, what we have basically been trying to do is, while in some cases the volumes, there may be a drop, but we see that there's a good future going ahead, and we are preparing ourselves for that in ensuring that our people, our equipment and our resources are in good working condition, so that we are able to make a best when the time gets better. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So just clarification, because your maintenance, repair and maintenance that you have been doing seems to be reasonably high over the last 2-3 years. So when the cycle turns around, we can actually see a drop in this number. Or is there any preponement or bunching up of this expenditure, so there could be a double impact on your margins? Is that the way to look at it?
What I will add, that you know, during the various calls, I think the CEO had mentioned that we are re-engineering, redoing our plants. So almost close to around 60 to 65%, we have done it in terms of looking at health safety environment, looking at better utility in terms of pumps, etc., recovery systems. Moving forward, as new products come in, definitely we will be adding such recoveries, because today cost, as we did mention, and few of you have appreciated that the R&D and the team has worked hard, and that is where we have been able to maintain our margin even with the revenues going down. So please understand that in a chemical company, re-engineering, re-looking at processes is a continuous daily routine. You know, every morning you get up, you make your coffee, but we always like to look at that, how can we make it more efficiently and effectively with not deteriorating the quality. So that's what is the motto, and that is where Punjab, in terms of our CRAM business around the world, we started with one Japanese in 2010-11. Today we have 4 Japanese who are working with us. We have Europeans, we have Israelis, and within Indian companies also, we are working very robustly in terms of supply chain. We want to be a strong strategic supply chain to these people, for which health, safety, environment has to be a top priority.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Viraj from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, most of my questions have been answered. Just had few questions on the product mix part. If you can just provide some color in terms of the top 5 molecules, so with this whole moderation in the base molecules, how is the top 5 mix changed for us?
So as we discussed, that among the few agro products, because of the inventory levels still lying within the customers, that's where the offtake of that product has not happened. As I did mention around a minute back, somebody had asked us that based on today's discussion, we believe that these inventory levels should taper down in the next 6 to 8 months, maybe 9 months, and that volumes would start picking up to take it forward. As far as the performance chemical and the other sector has happened, even in the pharma, you have seen many companies have inventory levels not only based on agro industry, but even on the pharma sector. I'm sure you guys are watching them closely and talking to them. So that's where also the offtakes have been less. But the continuous discussion with the customer, they believe, and what we get a feedback from them, that they also within the next 8 to 9 months should see an inventory clearance in the global market, and gradually the pickup will start.
Okay, and you know, in this quarter also we've seen an increase in interest costs. So what is it, I mean, what is driving that?
Well, the working capital has marginally gone up. So primarily that's the main reason for that. Yeah.
Because overall balance sheet requirement,
Pardon?
No, overall balance sheet, if you look, you know, so one would logically think that the net interest should be on a declining or a lower trend, but this is on an increasing base.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. The working capital requirements have gone up, as a result of which the bank working capital has marginally gone up in this quarter. Okay, so that's one of the reasons. They primarily on account of receivables, some of the sales which happened was for a slightly higher credit period. And as a result of it, the working capital requirement had gone up in this quarter.
I think it is a very short-term phenomena.
Short-term, yeah.
So please understand with the customers, you know, sometimes not that our majority of our customers are multinational, but you can see that even the multinationals are having pinch in terms of their, working capital or their, with the cash lying with them. So sometimes, you know, instead of we have a 60 day, we have given them 90 days. If it's a 90, we extend it by 15, 20 days. As I did mention, in today's difficult times, we have to work closely with each other. But to answer your question, this is a very short-term phenomena. May happen in Q4 of this year. Moving forward, starting the next financial year, we should be back on track. And Ashish has been doing a fantastic job talking to the banks, and we are expecting, you will see that in the coming few quarters, you will see that the cost is further going down and the working capital gets back to the normal or a better. I'm pretty sure we'll get to a better stage.
This last query was on the CapEx. Any update you can give on the greenfield part of the CapEx?
So we have incurred about, in terms of cash flow, an addition of around 22 crores on CapEx. This is primarily at the existing sites at Lalru and Tarapasi.
No, we were looking for a fresh new site for chem business.
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as the business goes, as we said, that because of the supply chain, there has been a slight delay, but the two products, the three products where we have got our registration, the work progress has started, taking it forward to ensure that as and when the product gets ready, we are ready for commercialized supplies.
No, sir, my question was on the greenfield CapEx side, which we were looking, you know, given the kind of pipeline we had, we were looking for an alternative new site in addition to...
Yeah, so we have shortlisted a few locations for that. These are, some of them are greenfield, some of them are brownfield. We are in the process of evaluating the same and then finalizing it in the next couple of quarters. I'm sure we should be able to take a final call on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
So my first question is that on the domestic side, for over the last four quarters, we have seen revenues are down 25-30%. Now, is this driven, I'm sure this is driven by the market conditions, but on the domestic side, now do you see inventory levels having corrected, or even on the domestic side, you expect it will take 8-9 months for inventory levels to normalize?
So gradually the inventory levels have improved compared to international, but we still believe that for this financial year, there will be still a struggle, and moving forward, by quarter two, quarter three of next year, things should get back to normal.
So even on, you know, like we have a very low base on the domestic side, 85-90 crores,
even on that, well, we should continue to expect some decline going forward.
For the Q4, it will be flat, as I said, for this financial year. And moving forward, by quarter two of next year, things should stabilize much better. Because please understand, you know, when we say performance chemicals, we also supply some specialty intermediates within India. And there also, they have seen the same problem which is faced by the agro industry. And whatever we have discussed with these, and these customers are big. They're like Mylan, Laurus, and, you know, they're big companies. And we have been, our marketing team has been in touch with them. And we believe by Q2 of next year, things should much more stabilize. Yeah.
Okay. And this EU registration that you've got, is it for the same product for which you've got the Australian registration as well, or is this a different product?
No, it's a different product. The Australian product registration we already got in EU, so that's
good question. So this,
there is some digging work happening in our office, and that's the problem, you know.
No, sir, no worries.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question was, this advanced intermediate order that you got, that is for the pharma side?
The product out of the three, two are for the pharma intermediate and one is for an agro intermediate.
Okay, but the one, okay, that, okay, got it.
The one of the pharma intermediate, we have already started commercial supplies. The first quantity has already gone in. This is a little high value product which we have already started, and which is for the EU market, and we expect a good business this year. And I think next year, or maybe end of this year, beginning next year, we should get the registration in the US for this product. There is another pharma product where we already got the approvals, the registration in place, and the commercial quantities will start post April, May of 2024.
Understood. Understood. That's all. That's all the questions from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from Money Grow India. Please go ahead.
It's ridiculous. Stupid.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I was going to reanalyze what they say. Some cautious analyst between CYA.
Hello, Viraj sir, you're not audible.
We can't hear him.
Hello. Hi, this is Viraj here.
Yeah, hi, Viraj.
Hi, sorry for that. Apologies. Sir, you mentioned, you know, the sector is going through a lot of pains with the high cost inventory. With regards to our raw materials that we have bought, has the, largely the high cost inventory worked its way through the system, or it's likely to take another quarter or two as well, much like pricing?
So while we do not have any high cost inventory in our books, but yes, at the end of the day, our customers do have, and most of it has been finished off, and whatever balance is left, we expect in the next one or two quarters that should be out of the system. So that's the reason why our exports to some extent have been a bit muted. But I think most of it has already been corrected. Whatever is balance is left out in the next one or two quarters once the correction happens. The indications are looking good and positive. Yeah. And we are regularly in touch with our customers.
Great. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from Rohit from iPart PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Rohit.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, and congratulations on a very decent performance given the tough industry environment. Sir, I have three questions. So one was, you know, from your product portfolio, if I look at last 2-3 years, or I mean, let's say 2-3 years back, we were heavily concentrated on a couple of products from a revenue contribution standpoint. As of now, what is that today? And from an overall numbers point of view, can you broadly give us an idea that today, I mean, 2-3 years back, you had so many products, and let's say by end of this financial year, we will have so many products from our product portfolio. That would be really helpful.
Yeah, so basically, as you understand that the markets are pretty, conditions are tight. and many companies with whom we are in discussion. And not that this business is absolutely confirmed, but there has been delay, because please understand, in agrochemical, there is a process of registration, and this registration process is time consuming and obviously it's very expensive. So many of our customers, not many, at least two or three customers, have taken this a little bit on the back burner to ensure that at the moment their management has decided to first liquidate whatever the huge inventory, high cost material they have, and they'll look back onto this registration. That's where that delay has happened, and that continues with same one of the intermediates, which we had talked almost 1.5 year back, which is absolutely on pipeline. Everything is clear, but the registration process has taken place because of this difficult time.
Okay. So, I mean, assuming that the environment reverses, so how much, like the registration process itself is time consuming. So, how much time do you take to sort of do that and then start production and supply to the customers? I mean, just one.
Yeah, so we already said that three products where we have got registration out of what, on the agro side I'm talking, one we have started commercial quantities, and the other two we will start close to end of this year. Intermediates, out of which one we have started, two we will start, as I did mention 30 seconds, 1 minute back before we got disconnected, post-April. The other three products registration, we have been discussing with the customers, and the process will start somewhere March, April. We expect for the commercial quantities, because all the samples, approvals, formulation approvals, everything has happened. But the commercial quantities will start post 2025, somewhere in their calendar year, if I say, or our calendar year, Q4 or Q1 of next year.
Understood. And sir, from a CapEx point of view, what is the thought process right now? I understand right now the industry is in some sort of a lull, but we had plans to sort of get to 1500 crores and then beyond as well. So for that, how are we thinking about CapEx? If you can just talk about that as well.
Yeah, so on the CapEx front, one is that which is our regular CapEx, which I think Ashish, somebody had asked, he had already answered that question. As far as moving forward is concerned, two things. One is our new site, which we are working on, and we expect in the next one or two quarters we should finalize that. And on the regular CapEx of this product, we believe that post-April, May, we will at least start building up a new block to cater to two of these products. And closer to end of the year or beginning of next year, we'll have another phase of CapEx which we'll do. Market conditions changes sometimes overnight, so we are expecting positive. We are in constant touch with our customer, and based on that, we will evaluate and then take appropriate action to ensure that we have that system in place for supplying the commercial quantities.
Got it. Fine, sir. I think this is pretty much from it. Just one question, sorry, if I can squeeze. So this quarter, the gross margin looked very good, and we've been talking about product mix over the last few quarters. So, I mean, from a sustainable point of view, do you think that 40% around is a gross margin that we would be able to sustain on a yearly basis? I'm sure quarterly there may be ups and downs, but on a yearly basis, can this gross margin be taken as like more sustainable and which we can continue in the future as well?
Yeah, so as we said that, from the R&D front and the, becoming more cost effectively, that is our motto. And we expect, yes, you're right. I mean, that's where our aim is to go 40 plus.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Jainam Ghelani from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to clarify, you indicated that in FY26, from the current base, our existing molecules will grow near about 10 to 15% and there will be near about 200 to 300 odd crores contribution coming from the new molecules. Am I right?
No, so from the existing product, as you said, that now with the correction happening in the market with the inventory levels gradually going down. We expect for the next financial year, the existing products should grow between 10 to 15%, maybe little more, but that's what we have been in constant touch with the customer. And on the newer product for this financial year, we expect to add at least anywhere between 200 to 250 crores worth of additional revenue in terms of new products.
But please try and understand, I mean, any new product, it takes time to scale up the production and reach those values. So, yeah, so over a period of time, that's the potential that these products are. And also do keep in mind that these are not the last products that we'll be rolling out. There are other products which are in the R&D pipeline. So as these products do establish themselves, there would be other products that would come in. So as far as revenue growth is concerned, we have definitely identified products over the next 2 to 3 years that are the products that are going to be launched. So yeah, we do have a good strong product line in the R&D pipeline. Yeah.
So that means consistently 10 to 15% of the annual cargo growth in the revenue one can expect in for the next 4 to 5 years once all the product comes in place.
That's what we are targeting.
Yeah, and in fact 10 to 15% would be for the next 1 to 2 years, and following 2 to 3 years, we expect that you saw us, I think in 2 years back, we grew by almost 25 to 30%. So our aim is based on today's market conditions, be a little bit, not conservative, but the way the product pipeline looks between now to 5 years, we expect between 10 to 15 to gradually go to 25 to 30% in the next 3 to 5 years.
Good. Thank you for that. So I wanted to check the other thing on your product pipeline also, because as you said that there are 3-4 products which are in the agrochem front and 3-4 in the performance. So that gives us a total of 8, and we are supposed to launch a pipeline of near about 15 odd products. So can you give us or throw a light on the remaining 7 products?
Yeah, so as we mentioned that, you know, every product, because of the stressfulness in today's environment, things have been delayed. It is not that the business opportunity with those customers have lost. And we should get some more clarity. So I would like to answer this question that yes, there is an absolute green light. The business is there. The customer is very eager to take this forward. But there has been delay because of this challenging environment. And I believe by Q1 or Q2 of next year, we should be in a position to talk more about what is the balance 7 to 8 products which we are planning to launch and how we will roll out in the next from say 24 to 26, 27, yeah, in the next 3 years.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of the day. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So thank you very much for taking the time, and please understand that Punjab, we believe in a strong supply chain and we will maintain that. With this tough environment, our customers are with us and we are working together to ensure that the company grows gradually in a way to become one of the number one supplier of various intermediates as well as AIs in the world with the international market. Once again, thank you so much for your time and all the very best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, I request Mr. Sumit Khetan from Orient Capital to give his closing remarks.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for joining this call. I would like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering all the questions today. We are Orient Capital, investor relation advisors to Punjab Chemicals and Crop Protection Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you everyone and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.